I want to welcome everyone out. This is the June 30th regular session of Commissioners Court. Commissioner Barker will give our invocation this morning, and then we'll stand for our pledges.
Pray with me. Father, today, Lord, we come to you asking your guidance and your wisdom and your blessings upon our court and the citizens of our county. Father, we just pray that what we do here is pleasing to you and is right for all the citizens considered. Father, we just in light of what's been going on in our federal government, we just pray that locally our citizens and this court and all of our governing bodies use really good wisdom inside of that and help us to do that. And we just thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, one and indivisible. On the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
I listen to you.
I was in a hurry.
It's leprechaun day.
Gremlin just jumped up there.
Uh-oh. Two is consider and take action on approval of the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. 2B is payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gentry to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye. Payroll or payroll changes?
Payroll changes, sorry.
Aye.
I'm off today. Those in favor of payroll changes?
Aye. I still approve.
Payroll changes are approved. 2C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Gross to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye. I abstain.
Payroll is approved. 2D, no, there aren't any budget amendments, so it won't require any action.
Yes.
There are?
Yeah.
They look different.
And I make a motion to approve the budget amendments.
Second.
I didn't get them.
Well, I emailed them. I didn't send them to Kristen. So I didn't get free them.
You wouldn't let you have some more?
I had them and you want to take time to get them. This is the summary of them.
They're unrecognizable.
Nobody's
on. I think you'll find them when you get to the summer.
You have a copy you want on the record.
That's what we said exactly.
Yeah.
I have no control over the process.
Exit out.
That's straight out of
the
new software, by the way.
Okay.
Yay.
Not really.
Not yay.
Did somebody make a motion on these?
They did, and he seconded it. Frank made it, and Don seconded it.
So, motion by Commissioner Barker, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye. Stuff that in it.
Yeah.
Don't you just love it?
Something happened right before, and I just can't get back on track.
Okay.
Throw me out.
I'll help.
Okay.
I'm real good.
Okay.
Are you all right this morning, Jeff? He will be.
Yeah, I will be in a minute. To the accounts payable.
Move to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Did you want that report?
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Barker to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
accounts payable are approved.
Judge, I ask our quarterly workers' comp, unemployment, sorry. The reports didn't pull from the old one to this one to make the quarter run correctly, so we're having to still work on it. But it is due by the 10th, so is it okay if you go ahead and prove that so that we can still mail it out on time? It's usually around anywhere from 6,000 to 7,000.
Okay with me.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm probably okay with that. 6,000 to 7,000?
No, 6,000 to 7,000 is usually what it runs around.
That's what it says.
Oh, well, I thought you said 67, sorry.
No.
Okay. I didn't say, sorry.
If it's, do you think there's any possibility it could be substantially over that for any reason?
No, not that. It always usually runs around that.
I'm guessing 6,200 right now, but or a little over 6,200.
It's just the report's not correct.
Right. But the most I've seen it, let's see, last September it was 6,700, so it hasn't gone above that since 2012.
I'm good.
Okay. Everybody okay with that?
Yes.
F is accept for recording auditor's reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary.
Motion to record.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, second by Commissioner Gross to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. 2G, your applications for use of Upper County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gentry to approve the road, right-of-way, and permit requests. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3 is discuss and take action to accept donation of copier from Elaine Raines and security doorknobs from Cynthia King.
Move to accept the donation of the copier and doorknobs.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve those donations. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 4 is discuss and take action to purchase office chair for district clerk's office from non-departmental furniture and fixtures, and it's $124.98.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve that purchase. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 5 is discuss and take action to make addressing exception for 1165, 1167, and 1169 State Highway 154 East.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Did you want to explain it at all?
I will. We have a family that it's a mother, the mama, her daughter, and a granddaughter all live out on one piece of property. The mother is terminal. She only has a few more months to live, and they put her in a so that she could still be a little bit independent. They have a little 16 by 20 storage building looking thing that they turned into an apartment. And one of the utility companies came out there and saw that there were three houses out there, and that caused an alert to be sent to 911. And under current status now, if there are three addresses on one drive, then it becomes a private drive instead of them having the address frontage for 154. They ask if they could waive that, because once the mother passes, they will remove the little apartment, and it will just be the mother and daughter there. And I spoke with the judge, and he said he didn't see an issue with that, because then after they moved that off, then they would have to go through the whole process again. And I said, for one, if it was my mother passing, the last thing I'd want to do would be dealing with a bunch of address changes and things like that. So that's where we are, and we're going to make an exception for this one address.
The motion is by Commissioner Gross and seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the exception. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item six is discuss and take action to approve countywide dump days for September 2015.
Okay. We were thinking we were going to have about $10,000 to $11,000 in county expense for dump days this year, and it wound up to where after our grant money was received, it only cost us about $2,800. And so we had several people that were requesting again to have one for the fall. And so that's what I'm looking at doing now, because we do have the money to do one for the fall if we so choose. And I was thinking maybe just do it one Saturday instead of having it to be the extended thing, because we did have almost 400 families.
Will there be some grant money to help with that, this one in the fall?
No. The grant is a one-time grant of $3,000, and we had looked at $10,000 being the total expense if we did the one for the spring, and it cost right at three, just under three. So we still have money that was allocated for that or was going to be used for that that wasn't. So that's why I'm asking for another, just one Saturday for this fall.
And it's heavily utilized. People really do like it. It's a good service.
On that, if you just do it the one day, can you get more dumpsters out there just in case?
Yes, and I would. That's one of the things that I had thought of, is having, you know, three or four more dumpsters. And then if we don't use them, we're not charged for them, because they only charge if they empty them. And so we could have them. That was my first time, so I learned quite a bit. So instead of having everybody just pull up to a random wherever they can fit in, we'll have it starting from the back, and we'll just save two or three that if we don't have to use them, then we won't. But then if we need them, then we have them there.
Will the ETECs get involved again, do you think?
I'm going to talk to them and see if they will. Charlie told me that he would be interested in working with us anytime. So I'm
hoping
that he will.
How about your right-hand mechanic?
He did agree to one Saturday. So if we do it more than one Saturday, I will need a backhoe operator.
I'll do two or three if I need it.
So it's just up to the court. We do have a little of the money that wasn't used the first go round, so I'm asking for at least one Saturday. I don't know what y'all think.
I'm going to approve one Saturday in September for dump day.
I second it.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, second by Commissioner Burkett, to approve one Saturday for countywide dump days in September. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item seven is discuss and take action on wellness compliance provisions of the county health plan. I'll talk about this, and then if the treasurer needs to correct me or add something, I'll let her do that. The treasurer relies on a report from our third-party administrator to determine who is in compliance with our wellness program. That report was fairly consistent through the springtime, and then as we approached the deadline for wellness checkups on July the 1st, she received another report last week where there were a number of people, maybe as many as 30 people, that were added to the list as not compliant. That puts her in a position of not being sure if she can, number one, rely on the list, and number two, with the software changes and made it impossible for them to double check all those names and make sure that they really weren't in compliance and contact all those employees or dependents. Therefore, it just didn't feel fair to our employees to impose that wellness charge when we're not exactly sure if we can rely on the report yet or know where we are. So,
what do we need to extend it about a month? Is that what we're looking at?
Do we need to extend, or do we need to suspend it until it gets straight?
I would just suspend it until the treasurer could tell us that she was comfortable with the names.
Okay. We're still saying you got to have the health check, just not by the end of today.
Right.
Okay.
I think that I was on the list temporarily till they we have to be careful that you have, if you have a wellness visit in 1 year, you have to have at least 366 days before you have another one. Otherwise, our insurance won't pay for it. So that's the caution we need to make sure that if we're talking to employees.
That's going to push us for this next year.
And we also need to stress that they need to have it coded, to tell the doctor's office that it needs to be coded as a wellness visit, because I know that I had somebody say, well, they got mine wrong. And when I went for mine, my doctor's office said that they had had several kickback because of the coding issue. So.
And I was not on the list, and then I was, and then I wasn't, and, and that's okay. I mean,
that's been okay.
But it has to do with the way the
third-party
administrator's been looking at the...
Yeah. Looking down the road, what's this going to do to us for next year when the health check's required, our time period, as we were talking about the 365 days?
Well, what they did in my case last year is I had a wellness visit 30 days before our new insurance kicked in, and I contacted them and asked them if that would qualify, and they said they allowed it to be acceptable because I contacted them, and they knew that, the whole point of it is to have a wellness visit. That's the whole point. And I had done that, and I think that probably, if you talk to them, would be, and they'd probably make that exception to just about anybody, as long as it was close.
So we need to make a motion.
Andy.
Saying that, Commissioner Burke, my three kids had their visits, one in October, one in November, and one in December. Their age visits that they have to have every year, and they would not take that as a well visit. We had to go, in fact, they went yesterday to their well visits, because we run the assumption that those visits qualify, and we contacted the health person and said they do not. It has to be a flat well visit.
It has to be specifically for wellness.
Yes.
Specifically.
It cannot be for anything other than
a... Yeah, you can't talk about anything else, or specifically for wellness.
Oh, well, yeah, that wasn't my case. I went for a wellness visit.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And but there's been a lot of employees ask me that question. It's my dependents. If they go every year, is that the same thing? And I just want to make it clear, we spoke with Health First, and that's not the same thing.
And the other issue, and the concern the treasurer has, is that is this going to be on the treasurer's office to determine if people are complying with our wellness program, or is it up to the people we're paying to do it? And the people that we're paying to do it aren't doing it right now. They're not providing us a list that we can rely on. Is that fair?
Correct. So, I mean, do I have to go by the list they provide? And if so, I start charging those people that they tell me have not complied. Is that what I'm supposed to do? Or am I supposed to actually hand call all those employees to double check it? What am I supposed to do? That's really my question.
Well,
And we know right now we can't rely on their list.
I actually took the time to try to call the employees to give them the benefit of the doubt, tell them it's really July 1st, and yes, if I compare those lists, no, it's not correct. So to me, my conscience cannot charge those people. Right. But I know that list is not correct.
And that's why I said suspend it instead of...
Right. But like you said, we are paying those people to give us a correct list.
I think we're all on the same page on the suspension.
Right.
I don't think that's a problem at all. And I do think I agree that this ought to be on our provider. This isn't a thing that our office ought to have to worry about when the provider says this is our program.
But you don't even have a way of knowing who went for wellness check, do you? That goes straight to insurance?
Right, unless they give us the papers. So some employees will make sure we
have the papers. So the insurance, they have to give you that list.
But even if an employee gives you the papers, that's you tracking it again, right?
Yeah.
And you don't need that headache and that responsibility.
Well, so I appreciate that you did that, though.
So if we're about to have a motion to suspend that part of it, we just need to talk to them again and say, look, you're going to have to give us a better list. And, okay.
I make a motion to suspend it until further.
Second.
Notice.
Motion by Commissioner Gentry, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to suspend the wellness charges on our employees until we work with our third-party administrator. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Number eight is discuss and take action to make unplanned capital improvement of sound system for the district courtroom.
We need to table that. Our two vendors that were providing plans have run into some problems about getting their information in, and I'd like to just suspend that for a couple more weeks, put on the next agenda.
Okay.
All right. Item eight will not require any action.
May I ask this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. The judge couldn't be here today. She's in court, but she asked me to ask the court that before putting anything on the agenda that concerns her court, that she be notified that it's going to be on the agenda so that she has an idea to give input.
I think the agenda is 72 hours in advance, isn't it?
Yeah.
Before it was on the agenda. I'm just relaying the message.
Okay. Item nine is discuss and take action regarding reimbursements from schools for county resource officers.
I put that on the agenda. Diana School District is paying $45,000 per resource officer. And Gilmer ISD is only paying $36,733 per resource officer, and I think they should be at the higher level. Everybody that wants to have resource officers in the school districts, if they want to take advantage of that, of the county's deputies and stuff, ought to be paying the higher amount. The higher amount just barely, and I'm not even sure it does cover the total expense of what we do, but we do get use of the resource officers in the summer. So I want to make a motion that all school districts that use resource officers at minimum pay the highest amount charged to any school district, which would increase to Gilmer ISD to $135,000 from $110,200.33.
I believe they ought to be all charged the same thing. I don't think there should be any discrepancy in that.
I think that motion should be changed to Upshur County Supply Resource Officers at $45,000 per officer.
We can do that. Make that motion to that all school districts in Upshur County that utilize resource officers be charged $45,000 per resource officer.
I'll second.
So the motion by Commissioner Burke, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to set the standard fee at $45,000 per resource officer for each school district that utilizes those resource officers. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 10 is discuss and take action to record certification by county auditor of unanticipated revenue and adopt special budget for same.
Did y'all get my email on this?
Mm-hmm.
It was for insurance payments, two of them from the Texas Association of Counties. One of them was from another individual's insurance company, the one that damaged the ramp at the sub-courthouse in Gladewater. So I'm just recommending that those be put back into the lines to allow these departments to make the repairs.
I move to accept the auditor's request.
I don't have a copy.
Second.
Okay.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burke to approve the action requested by the auditor. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 11 is discuss and take action to declare discretionary exemption under Texas Local Government Code 262.024 for information technology professional service support. We need a new email server. And the lowest price that we can find is from Inline, who currently provides our information technology services. And we're paying them $48.6 per year for the IT service. So if we spend anything else with them, then we're going to be over the $50,000 limit, unless we declare that the information services at the $48,600 is a professional service that has a discretionary exemption under the Texas Local Government Code. So, and I understand your email, you're saying the server is not, is hardware and is not, and I agree with that. My idea was to declare the service as exempt, but I do have a question, Stella. I understand that they're going to stop supporting our current software, and that's the reason we have to have a new server. But even though they're not supporting it, I mean, it's not going to shut down, is it?
No. We do have some issues where, as other servers, obviously, are being upgraded out there in the world, they're going to be rejecting more and more of our messages because we don't have the level of encryption that the newer servers will have. So we're going to have, I guess, additional problems getting messages delivered and received if we're running on old hardware.
But if we were 6 to 8 weeks before we had new hardware and had it up and running, it's not like our email is going to shut down.
No, our email will shut down. Microsoft will release any security updates for it, but we've got it behind the firewall.
Okay.
We've got antivirus on it, so we are doing our very best to protect it. I can't say we're definitely safe for 6 to 8 weeks, because, sure as I did, something would happen.
I understand.
But, we are secured in a couple of other ways.
So what's your feeling on it? Do you want us to bid the...
I would feel better about that.
The server? All right.
And that's not required, because the server itself is less than $50,000. If we want to buy it from Inline, that's going to have to be done, I feel like.
The best price is from the Inline, is that correct?
Well, when you buy the server, you're buying, I don't know if you noticed on the quote, parts and pieces. And so that server then has to be assembled. The whatever your backup system has to be configured. So it's going to take a lot of configuration of this, an outside vendor.
Okay.
So it's, we can bid out the hardware, but that would be getting the same thing there.
Okay.
So you haven't been out the hardware.
Are we talking about
bidding that? We talking about bidding that?
Yes.
And that only?
Yes.
I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Talking about the security and email and all that kind of stuff, does that go back to this concern that I had a couple of months ago about using personal emails for county business?
No, not really. Referring more to, as we send email to, say, law firms or outside people that have increasing requirements, and if we're not sending in a format that they deem safe, they bounce back our messages.
They don't get our email.
Right. So we're constantly struggling to work with.
So is there additional labor to this?
No. There's not additional labor to the $5,100, is there?
No, no.
That's the total price.
Right.
So if we bid it, we're just going to bid. I mean, that's basically going to be our request. Bid this for us. To everybody.
But I don't know that we can expect enough to bid and
we'll
have
it
to be here instead of our
people. Well, can they... Okay, well, now that's another question. Are you saying this is a product that's only available from one vendor?
If this product as it is quoted here?
Yeah.
Yes, without bringing another vendor in for our configuration, our setup.
Now that's a completely different part of the code.
What if you go back to what you were thinking about?
Let me...
It's in
that same section. Yeah, do you mind? The exceptions are an item that can be obtained from only one service, including items for which competition is precluded because of the existence of patents, copyrights, secret processes or monopolies, films, manuscripts or books, electric power, gas, water and other services. So.
This is available from someone else.
It could be available from someone else.
But
it might not be to the specifications that Inline wants to service it, and the servicing of our equipment, including our mail server, is in their IT services contract. So we're kind of in a catch-22.
Okay. So,
I mean, I know it's, I mean, we're going to bid it. We're going to get, Inline's going to be the only bid we get, and that's fine. But then we can say we followed the law by the letter.
You think that's the only bid we'll get?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
All righty then.
Thank you.
But unfortunately, I didn't put it on the agenda to bid it, so I bring it back.
Motion to adjourn.
That item is very specific. Doesn't talk anything about bid. Doesn't say anything about bidding. Can't do it today. You understand, Estella? It's not on the agenda to bid it, so I'll have it on the July 15th. The bid process will take till August 15th. So then it'll be the end of August. Probably before we can get it done. So it's 6 weeks. Oh, 8 weeks.
What's that?
8 weeks.
Will it survive that long, maybe?
Well, we're going to have ongoing issues. I mean, we have probably daily issues. So, yeah, we'll survive one way or another.
Okay. So no action on item 11.
I motion to adjourn.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.